Welcome back to another episode of Journey into the Vortex, where metaphysics meets real life. My name is Mary Roseman, and I'm joined by my co-hosts Marcella Nitschke and Heather Wells. We are three ordinary women who have seen our lives transformed into the extraordinary through the discovery of the metaphysical laws and principles. And that is exactly what we want to share with you each week as we try to unravel the mysteries of the universe and discover how expanding your consciousness through metaphysical awareness can bring clarity, purpose, and transformation to your life. So let's get started. Hello and welcome to our podcast today. We felt like we would embark on the conversation or the subject of seasonal blues, or just, you know, the crunchies, or, you know, when you're just not feeling yourself. And this country right now, in some areas, you're either being flooded and deluged in water, or you're buried in snow. There's just all sorts of things that are interrupting our normal, you know, flow, if you will. I'm celebrating the fact, and I'm counting the days, y'all. It's Sunday, and I don't know how many days we've been without sun. Sunday, we're getting sun, and I'm ecstatic.
Oh, I thought you said today was Sunday.
No, and so.
Oh, we are?
Yes, cool. We are. And I don't watch the weather for anything else but for sun. Yeah, because I was raised in Texas and the sun's out all the time.
I was in my office yesterday and somebody was telling me that what the date yesterday, and it's just been gloomy here.
The 24th.
Uh-huh. That supposedly somebody has come up with the fact that that is the most depressive day of the year.
Huh.
Really?
Interesting.
January 24th.
Huh.
Or the highest, I don't know how they're scaling that, but...
Yeah. So we can go on and on and on with all of this, I think, human yada yada, right? But we will start from the premise, because of our tools and because of what we know, the three of us practice, that our circumstances, our situation, our weather, all of that... is not who we are. It's all part of the illusion. And it's not to undermine what you're going through, but you're not supposed to let it disempower you.
I was going to say, we may have been conditioned to, we see a gloomy day, instantly we don't feel, unconsciously maybe, or subconsciously, we think, oh, this is such a gloomy day, right?
Right, right. Now, if you've had all these wonderful days of sun in a row and you have one rainy day, it's a cozy day, right? Or that first snowfall with the fireplace and the hot chocolate. You know, it's awesome. But, you know.
If it's Christmas, it's good, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why January gets a little hard, because we don't have anything to look forward to, you know, until spring.
Right.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, I'm not, yeah, but, you know, like Christmas is a distraction.
Valentine's.
That's, if you want to go there, then yes.
Groundhog Day.
Yes. All of our Hallmark holidays that we've been created for.
Well, and you know, holidays, I believe, were created for the human being to have things to look forward to, mm-hmm. right? So... there's always that.
Well, I like the idea of, like, every day is a vacation. Every day is a holiday.
Yes.
And it can be. I think it can be.
I agree. Well, that's that's kind of what we have to...
Like you said, Mary, right? It shouldn't be from the outside in. It should be from the inside out. If we wake up with that holiday vibe, I'm sure we can create a holiday-like day, right?
To find joy. To find joy in every day. And I also think, I had someone tell me a long time ago that winter is that, it is that time where your seed is planted. We're supposed to
cocoon in
and
create
plant, and that's where you know the roots have to grow. And this is the time, like, to cocoon in, like you said, and know that, look at nature, everything, it's rebirth and it's perfect. It's actually perfect. This is when we're supposed to reset, recharge.
Plenty of opportunities to rest, right? Yes. To sit with your cup of coffee or your cup of tea.
Yes.
Chocolate. Yeah, there's so many.
Because isn't it odd that the talk about energy, that in the summer when it stays light till 9 o'clock, I mean, I can just go. Like, I don't sit until 9 or 10 o'clock at night. But in the winter, oh my gosh, when it's dark at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
You read more, you study more, you learn more. I think it's a great time to really nourish, you know, that side of
so that's a good time. Yeah, we should be nourishing this time, mm-hmm, instead of wishing it away. I mean, there's there's a season for everything. This is the season to do that.
And I was wondering if it's conditioning, because I'm Peruvian and it's the opposite, right? In Peru right now, there's summer starts.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. December 21st. But I also, growing up in Lima where the sun never comes out before noon, it's the time that you feel more energized, when it's like the clouds are down, things are still dark. Maybe that's why I like to get up early and enjoy the day. But when it's like this, I feel like it's morning all day long.
Oh.
And I love it. And yeah. I don't know if that's weird or not, but I really, really like it. I wouldn't do that 12 months a year. Like you said, you know, summer is nice to go and do things and, you know, have light.
Warmth and heat, right. Yes.
But there's something charming about this time of year. However, I do think that you can feel the collective. The collective, I don't know if it's programming or what, but it's not as high vibe as usual, right? Like the summer, the spring, people are like all excited and all like, and you can feel it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the question would be, either if you are, for those of us who are conditioned to, or who are down, get down because of the weather, tools to raise our vibe. Or for those of us who get affected because we're surrounded, but we feel that drop, right? How to keep it up, how to spread it. That would be, I guess,
So my question would be, is it a real thing?
Absolutely.
Is it a real thing? Seasonal depression disorder, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is it because we are lacking the vitamin D in the sunlight? Is it because we do need that?
Perhaps.
You will have a very, very strong absolutely, Mary. Why was that?
Oh, because I feel it. I feel what you're saying. Can I pinpoint it? What I will tell you is, if I find myself dwelling in it like I did earlier this week, and I always have my to-do lists, right? So I'm one of these people where I'm going to be productive no matter what, kicking and screaming and bitching and, you know, cussing the whole way, but I'm going to be productive despite all of it, right? So I'm going down my list, and one of them was, you know, to read and prepare for the book group. Well, you can't very well do any of the guide's work and be in that funk very long if you know what I mean? If you're practicing what you want to present. And so what I say to you, beloveds, is pull all the tools out of your tool belt.
Well, right? And are we confusing the feeling we're having of depression or low energy with the fact that it's just a time to, like you said, to-do list. Like, I start feeling guilty. I'm being lazy. I've been sitting here. I'm not doing anything. I'm not walking outside. So I'm kind of beating myself up and telling myself I'm being lazy. But are we confusing all of that with...
It depends.
This is where, like, to embrace the calm, embrace the quiet, embrace the time, mm-hmm, to slow down and read and go within. Is that depression? Or is that low energy? Or is that where we're kind of supposed to
Depends. It depends. For example, I was experiencing that, but I was also experiencing my daughter's issues with her health, and so I let too much of her energy infiltrate, and affect me. Same with my husband, who's bored. And when I started getting back to doing my work, I realized my old patterns and what I was allowing, right? There just seemed to be more chaos on the outside that I let infiltrate inside of me. Instead of going inside out, I was doing the outside in. And
but you had a particularly, circumstances were stressful, mm-hmm. on the one hand. On the other hand, you think it's because the collective energy is not, the collective vibe is kind of like low, and so it's easy to fall into that. Instead of raising it, it's easy to be entrained by the lower level.
You know what I want to say, Marcella? Even if the collective vibe is what the collective vibe is, if you're doing this work, the collective vibe won't affect you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but you have to be watchful.
Right.
Right.
Right. And I'm going to do this again Sunday. And this is what I did last Sunday. So I need to be very onto this. I watched the Detroit Lions game and the Kansas City Chiefs game. So I was just inundated on Sunday with football, and the family were all texting back and forth. Everybody's joshing the way they do, you know. I'll do that again this Sunday, which there was no meditation, no contemplation. I hit the ground running that day, getting things ready and prepared, because I had to grocery shop. I had to, you know what I mean. And so when Monday arrived, I was just, I was pretty raw.
Did you have a drop of energy because you were going so hard Sunday that you needed a day of rest?
Yeah, you were.
And it wasn't just that. Keep in mind, so now I'm re-in touch, and I know it was just texting with family and everything, but we have our old patterns and our way of relating, and it's the NFL and football and da-da-da, you know, and oh, that ref and that call.
Smack talk. You
know what I mean? Yes.
A lot of smack talk.
Oh, that's very that's very energy depleting, I think. Don't you think?
Well, yeah.
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 Why did you participate in that, if I can ask?
Well, this year, my mama was from Michigan, and this year the Lions are in the playoffs. And, you know, I'm giving you my human whatever. Yeah. I am so thrilled and so happy for my cousins. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I just wanted to, we all just rallied. You know, Florida was on. The only one there was that wasn't there was Mary Beth, who's in England. We were all there that wanted to be there. Michigan, Kansas, Missouri.
So it's just entertainment.
It was. It was a nice thing to be with family. And we need, you know, that's the only thing I didn't do right. I should have meditated in the morning or required some type of spiritual reading, some type of contemplation to remind me that I'm just not this human being, you know, Mary McFall Roseman. And in this case, now I've extended myself from mother and wife to now cousin, sister, niece, you know, all of those that comes packing with that title, right? That human title. So I'm here playing a role, getting this. And I was the one that put this together, mm-hmm. you know, to create connection. And then Monday, I am just, and everything was getting to me, everything.
And again, you experienced it too, Heather, right? But in a different way?
I don't think I really did. I mean, I feel like it's there, but I'm okay
lazy.
With it. I'm okay with it. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of like.
My whole attitude is, it just needs to snow all the time, or not, or the cold go away.
It's gloomy. So what are your thoughts?
But it's very pretty.
It is.
The fog. Have you seen the fog, in the morning?
So see, look how Marcella's looking at it, mm-hmm. from it's gray, and gloomy, but look at Marcella is looking. It's how you look at something. You're looking.
I guess. I don't know, but it does look like if you look out the window, you're like in the clouds. Yeah. It's that foggy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So do you think, you know, they talk about with sun, you know, like all mm-hmm. of a sudden over the last 30, you know, wear your sunscreen, wear your sunglasses, wear your sunblock, when really I think we need the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually made it more conscious ever because I always have sunglasses on.
Right, I do too. I know.
I love my sunglasses. And then I didn't realize that your eyes are the receptors mm-hmm. for the sun and for...
The last thing I learned is actually when you wear sunglasses all the time, that's what they tell you, right, to avoid even cataracts.
Right.
Actually deteriorates because the pupil, like our eyes adjust to the intensity.
The receptors, yeah.
Right, and so those muscles need to be working all the time. When you cover them, they just don't do that exercise. And it's very important to maintain.
Like they tell you don't ever look at the sun. Well, then you're kind of supposed to sun gaze.
Well,
in the mornings, like
directly,
not like,
but, yeah.
But they say, yeah, like in the morning sun.
Mm-hmm.
There's an exercise called sunning.
Yes.
That you actually, you, it's like a meditation, but you just like, you close your eyes though, but you have all the light on one side and then on the other. And that is like really a workout for your eyes.
Yeah.
Because you're opening, closing, adjusting, you know, the lenses adjusting to the sun. And they say from mm-hmm. all the natural methods to really improve your eyesight, that's the number one.
Really?
Sunning.
Huh.
Well, it all has to do with energy, right?
Yes.
And if you are energetically or inadvertently depleting your eyes from that gives it energy, what do you think is going to happen?
Exactly. So
and then exposing them to all the light that comes mm-hmm. from electronics,
yes.
which we are, you know, the screens. So, but let's not focus on that. Because
it's the same thing as what I was talking about. I didn't refuel myself.
Yes.
I went from the high vibes of the work that we're doing to the next day, the energies of humanity and the creations of the NFL, if you will, and family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that energy just plummeted me and had me almost comatose, right?
Yeah.
When I finally stepped back into the high energies that right now is the status quo, I have not achieved consistently the skill set to keep it all balanced, right?
Will you be more prepared Sunday?
Oh, you bet I will.
Because yeah. really, you yes. should be able to, as human beings, mm-hmm. we should be able to enjoy entertainment and things without...
Right.
So you'll just have to prepare yourself a little more.
Diligence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Diligence. That's
very
right.
Very important. Mm-hmm. Watchfulness. But I must say one thing I did experience this week because... Yeah, moving a little slow, like, you know, doing internal work, like mental work is what I feel called when it's cold like
yes,
this.
Yes. Right? Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like I needed, you know, when you do so much of that, your energy sometimes, you know, falls. And I dragged myself to just sit and meditate. I don't usually meditate like at 3-4 o'clock during mm-hmm. the day. And I'm just going to sit or lie down. Actually, I fell asleep 15-20 minutes. And oh my God, what a difference. I woke up like it was morning.
So refreshed.
Oh my gosh, it was crazy. Yes, yes. And it also because last night I took vitamin B before going to bed, so I didn't have very good night's sleep. So I woke up mm-hmm. at 5 and I was up for the day. So I was tired and just like, mm-hmm. but it did amazing. And even when I dragged myself, I didn't think it was going to work. I said, well, maybe I'm just tired today, whatever, right? No, it was like awesome. So
kind of listening to yourself. And you needed that mm-hmm. right then.
Yeah. And it was so good. Mm-hmm. So even when, you know, I would say when we don't feel like doing the work, we mm-hmm. know. We know it works.
Right.
And I think that's why I kind of like, I love spring. I love summer. Like, it's my favorite. Like, mm-hmm. I never want it to go away. But this time of year, I do feel called where things slow down, where I can do the spiritual work more.
Mm-hmm.
It's quieter. The mornings seem longer, you know, where you can linger a little bit with your coffee. And
yeah,
that's how I try to look at it, instead of thinking like, oh, January, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I kind of like it. It feeds my introverted self, to be honest. I have a very introverted.
Do you have one?
I do have a very introverted side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm an introvert in the winter. I do. Like,
that's when you're refueling.
I am refueling.
So I guess we'll learn that the practice is the practice, right? When we, like you said, when you do the Paul Selig work,
right.
I did Abraham Hicks, it just lifts you up. It's just somehow, and takes you where you need to focus on, takes you where you really want, what's really going to nourish you in that moment.
So enjoy the fun stuff, enjoy the games, enjoy family,
but
still don't let that distract you from your inner work. It's called balance. You can have it all.
Yep.
So, well, thank you for joining us, and until next time when we
journey into the vortex.
We hope you have enjoyed today's dialogue. Please do not hesitate to let us know if you have questions, suggestions, or simply want to connect. You can reach us through our website at journeyintothevortex.com, Facebook, or Instagram. We hope you will join us again as we continue this transformative journey into the vortex.